Biodiversity with Kelby Uchley.
In teaching kids how to fish, one of the first obstacles that must be overcome is what is to be an innate urge to throw rocks and sticks into the water for the sheer joy of it. Every fisherman knows that such commotions only scare the fish away. Within the world of birds, though, some of the best fishers actually incorporate this behavior into their pedagogy. Anyone who has spent much time on Louisiana rivers and bayous has heard the rattling call of kingfishers and seen their undulating flight reflected from dark waters as they disappear around the nearest bend. Up close, they are powdery blue jewels with ragged crest and stout, tern-like bills. Males have a white breast spanned by a blue band. Females have a blue and a chestnut band. The pigeon-sized belted kingfisher is the species common in Louisiana. As the name suggests, their diet is primarily fish, thus tying them to various aquatic ecosystems such as those that encompass rivers, bayous, lakes, bays, and coastlines. They cannot survive in areas where the water is frozen for long periods, making Louisiana ideal year-round habitat. The state's resident population of kingfishers is augmented in winter by northern birds seeking ice-free feeding areas. Another obligate habitat requirement during the breeding season is vertical earthen banks for nesting. Kingfishers excavate upward-sloping burrows several feet into soft banks where the female lays 5 to 8 eggs. The banks are often over or adjacent to water. Both sexes incubate the eggs, with the female usually taking the night shift. The eggs hatch after about 3 weeks, triggering frenetic fishing expedition by the parents to feed the ravenous young birds. In addition to small fish, kingfishers occasionally catch insects, crawfish, frogs, and tadpoles. They hunt by plunging into the water from a perch or by hovering over prey before diving in, bill downward, to capture quarry at or just beneath the surface. After a dive, whether successful or not, they often fly away, emitting their loud, rattling cry. The conservation status of belted kingfishers is that of a species in decline. The reasons are unclear, but one suspected cause is tied to the loss of critical vertical banks that are subject to erosion and near water for nesting. Such habitat is often impacted by levees and navigation and bank stabilization projects. As for the business of teaching youngsters to fish, kingfishers break the rules. Young kingfishers apparently don't have a strong natural proclivity to dive headfirst into murky waters in pursuit of dinner. Adults tutor them by dropping dead fish into the water for their retrieval. And as counterproductive as it may seem to us, they have also been observed dropping sticks in the water for the same purpose.
Biodiversity is written and narrated by Kelby Uchley and produced in the studios of KEDM Public Radio.